welcome, everybody. It's time once again for another OC Spotlight, taking a look at the most amazing people doing the most incredible things right here in your own backyard. Brought to you by Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net. Well, my name is Paul Roberts, and I'm privileged to be hosting the show here today. And with us, we have, once again, an amazing event coming through town here that we wanted to highlight coming up. It's the Marvel Universe Live. That's right, all the Marvel comic book characters that you've come to know and love through all the movies. And I grew up with as a kid reading comic books. Thor, Iron Man, Spider-Man, the Avengers, the Hulk, all those guys. Yes, they're going to be here. It's making a swing through Southern California. I think they're at the Ontario Center this week, and coming up soon next week at the Honda Center here in Orange County. And with us, we have a representative of that group. Please identify yourself. I don't know if you want to go by your stage name or your real name here.
My name is Kyle Murillo, and for Marvel Universe Live, I play as your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
You're the Spidey. Okay.
I am the Spidey.
And what are we going to see? Is this, what do the characters do? Give us an overview of the show, because this is a new show. I don't think this has ever come through here before.
We did have an old show, Marvel Universe Live 1. This is another brand new show. This is basically Marvel Universe Live 2, Age of Heroes. And basically, it's a stunt show, so don't get it confused with any sort of ice shows or anything.
That's what I was wondering. Are you all skating around or something? No.
No, not at all. I like to think of Marvel Universe Live as like watching your favorite Marvel Avengers movie and stepping straight through the screen, and you can see your favorite heroes, Iron Man, Spider-Man, and whatnot, the Guardians of the Galaxy, fighting it out against all these villains with all of our special effects and some motorcycle stunts and wire work and explosions and all these different things going around. It's a very exciting show.
And so where does it start here? You're in Ontario this week, is that correct?
Yes, we are in Ontario for this week. We will be performing at the Citizens Business Bank Arena, and then we'll be performing Thursday through Sunday, and then we'll make our way over towards Anaheim at the Honda Center Thursday through Sunday as well.
Okay, so that's coming up next week, next Thursday. Just go to the Honda Center website. Is there a website for the show itself? There must be a website for the touring company here.
Yes, of course. It's MarvelUniverseLive.com. You could check out our schedule and purchase tickets there.
Run what, Thursday through Sunday, Thursday through Saturday? What do you typically run?
We usually go Thursday through Sunday. So typically our normal schedule would be like one show on Thursday, two shows on Friday, three shows Saturday, and then two shows on Sunday.
All right. And all the Marvel Universe. Now, you're talking to a hardcore. I'm in my 60s here, so you wouldn't think I'm a fan of the Marvel. I'm not a fanboy. But truthfully, I grew up with these when I was a little kid. I collected Spider-Man comics and Iron Man and Thor. I remember when Marvel came out and they were the alternative to Superman and Batman and Archie comics. And there was something different about them. Partly the drawings and the graphics are much wilder. The girls were sexier. The men were bigger and muscular, all this kind of crazy stuff. But they had a storyline that made them seem real. Spider-Man had a flaw. Spider-Man always doubted himself. He had trouble getting a girlfriend, even though he's Spider-Man. You know, they weren't Superman. And I think that's what made them so appealing and so endurable, this human side to all of them. Talk about that a bit. How do you portray that on stage, or if at all?
Well, our Spider-Man here is still the high school teenager. And so me, I'm 24. I actually just turned 24 today. I'm still young.
Happy birthday. Right.
Oh, thank you. I still have that childish demeanor. And so I would watch, say, the film, the newest film, and see how he would struggle through high school life and what it's like to get
even though he's Spider-Man, but he can't tell anybody this, so he's still got the same acne and girl problems and insecurity and bullies and struggling with school and all the other stuff, even though by night he's a superhero.
Exactly. And those are real-world problems. And of course, I've been through those problems. I went through high school. I know what it's like to, you know, try to get the girl, sometimes not succeed, sometimes succeed, be a little bit nervous and all that. And so I can implement that as well as my little childish demeanor, a little bit playful, into my character work. And so when I'm out there trying to be super, I still feel that youth as Peter Parker.
And I think it makes it more relatable. You know, even the Superman character, even the superheroes have flaws, have problems. It's not, life isn't perfect. Gee, if I was just a superhero, life would be perfect. No, it's not perfect even for them. They have their own insecurities and problems and struggles. And I think that's what made the Marvel. I had the privilege of meeting the great Stan Lee, who created many of these characters, ran Marvel Comics for a long period of time. He's still alive. And I met him, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago at an event. Just the most gracious, fascinating, fun, funny guy. Everything I had hoped he would be, he was. And for a brief while, we connected and communicated, and I was doing entertainment PR at that time for some big celebrities, and I met him in a backstage event. Just a really cool guy. You know, you get a quick feeling of where this whole world came out of. It came out of he and his friends and their experiences. So, all right, so who's going to be in the cast? We got to run through them. Spider-Man's got to be there. That's you. Who else is there?
You and Spider-Man, we have the Avengers, Iron Man, the Wasp, Black Widow, Captain America, and we also
Captain America. There's one that was the original character that they built the whole franchise around. Yeah, and then Spider-Man, right? How about Thor? I was a big nut for Thor. I love Thor comics.
Thor will be there as well.
With his giant, with his hammer and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And each of them, then, are there any villains that we know, or are there just sort of generic group of bad guys that they battle with throughout this show here?
There are villains that you know. There's Loki, Nebula, Yondu as well, who isn't exactly a villain, I suppose, but he's still there.
Well, that was Loki was. Loki is the half brother of Thor, and Loki was, you know, he was jealous of his brother, and so he was always trying to pull these tricks and everything. But he didn't. They didn't hate each other, even though they fought each other. And so the villains always had a sort of other side to them that made them a little sympathetic sometimes. You could sort of understand where they were coming from. You may not agree with what they did, but it wasn't just black and white, good and evil.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good, because a lot of life is definitely gray.
You know that at 24, it took me a while to figure that out. I'm still learning at 61 here that life is filled with gray here. All right, so I'm assuming that this is something that people of all ages can come to. I can bring my 3-year-old grandson.
Yes, of course. People of all ages come through. 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds, even grown 60, 70-year-old men would come through because they love and enjoy Marvel.
And they remember those characters. So, and that's, as with, there aren't many of these franchises. Disney's one and Marvel's another. And I guess that's why Disney bought Marvel, because it fits that same kind of image. But these are characters. These are eternal struggles, good versus evil, struggles we're all having here, and all the action that comes with the superhero genre and the Marvel and the amazing tricks and things and stunts that they do. It seems like it's one of the few things that you could bring lots of ages together with. That's what I always thought with the Disney characters, and maybe with the Marvel characters too.
Yeah, definitely. It's a family-friendly show people of all ages can enjoy.
And how long is the show typically? What's like an hour and a half or so, or 2 hours or something?
It's about an hour and 45 minutes, including intermissions. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what happens is one character come out, and then sort of there's a storyline that carries through, and then another character, is it one after another, or is there some overarching thing like the Avengers movies sort of bring them all together somehow? Am I just going to see them in sequence, or is there an overarching story happening here?
There's an actual storyline for the show. We actually have our own comic book as well.
Ooh.
Just for our storyline.
How cool is that?
And so you get to see this live portrayal of this comic book that was made for us. And so you get introduced to each character one-on-one, but of course they all come together to save the day in the end.
Yeah. Well, now that's even cooler. So there is some, this is the enactment of an actual comic book that's out there too. So, because I can't believe how much, what do they have? They have a different name for them here, but graphic novels. That's what I'm thinking of. Graphic novels. That's what they call them. So it's not just a written novel. It's a graphic novel. That's what they call them. And so you can live out this graphic novel. I can come and see this thing come to life. I can actually read the graphic novel and go buy a copy of it somewhere, or maybe it's online, and then I can come actually see these characters pop off the page and spring to life.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. So it's its own storyline, and you can literally see, like, there's superpowers come to life through all of our stunts and lasers and whatnot, explosions.
Wow. In real life, if you could have a superpower, what would it be? Come on.
All right. Honestly, my superpower would be to make portals. And I just feel like that concept is really cool.
See, because my wife, she's similar in the 60s, and we used to laugh about this. I'd watch all these comic book things. And she'd say, why do you watch this stuff? And she'd say, well, truthfully, she said, I used to love Wonder Woman and all that. She always wanted to be able to read minds. I always wanted to be able to fly. But hers was a little deeper. She wanted to read minds. That was a little too creepy for me, but... You could fly? Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't that be wonderful? So there's something in all of us that appeals this genre. It's certainly more powerful than ever. I mean, the most successful movies today are all this whole graphic novel, comic books come to life, superhero stuff. Who would have ever thought that this stuff would become as big as it is? And I think it's only because of the growth of film that we can now do these sort of animated special effects. So I'm assuming we're going to see some spectacular stuff there, too, right?
Yes, of course.
People fly and things explode and magic things happen and everybody goes ooh and ah and applauds here, you know, as you watch this whole thing.
We even have the motorcycle stunts and everything like that, high falls and martial arts, fight choreography.
Cool.
It'll definitely be an exciting show.
All right, so how did you, you're a young guy, how in the world did you audition for this? Why, how, where, when?
Well, before
hey, Dad, I'm going to be a superhero. Yeah, right, son. Go get a job here. Right, yeah.
Before all this, I was just a mechanical engineering major in college. But growing up, I was in gymnastics and martial arts. I was a second degree black belt, and I made it to elite level in gymnastics. And I just wanted to move, and so I couldn't help myself from going to all these auditions. And I would just go audition here and there while I was in school and work. And one day, Marvel Universe Live just called me up and they were like, hey, we want to offer you a job as Spider-Man.
So, yeah, right. Who is this calling? Who is this? Come on now.
Exactly. And so I was like, yes, of course, I'll take that job. I'm not going to say no.
And now you tour the universe. How long do you go out on tour for?
This tour will be about 2 years.
So 2 years? Oh my God! So you write a contract for 2 years. You're going to be Spider-Man, and you're going to travel all over the world here.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a fun year.
Cool is that?
All over the U.S. and even a little bit of Canada.
And do they have other troops that are covering Asia or Europe, or is this just something here in the U.S. that they travel around?
Well, it's just us, and then after we're finished with this U.S. tour, we go off to either Europe or Asia. We're not exactly sure where we're going yet. But
how strange would that be to do Spider-Man in Europe or Spider-Man in Portuguese or Spider-Man in Africa or something? I guess everybody, that's the power of these franchises. It's mostly visuals. It's mostly not a lot of talking, so it appeals to everybody, I guess.
Actually, we do our shows over audio track already, and so we have people who can speak the languages already.
I got it. So there's a different audio track for every different language here. Yeah. How cool is that? All right, so what have you learned? How long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for a year now.
You have? You've been on it for a year, all right. And what have you learned? Must have been something you didn't expect that when you started this, you said, wow, that's amazing, or that's incredible, or I can't forget this, or I got to tell you about this.
Yeah, I guess the biggest thing I learned traveling the world, because just a couple months ago I was in Europe, is that the world is like really big and at the same time very small, because even though I was in different countries and different cities, I would still see people I would know. And at the same time, our country is just a couple hundred years old, centuries.
Right.
Things over there in other parts of the world are thousands of years old.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the same thing when I've gone out of this country. They're like, they talk about history like it was, you know, 2,000 years ago. We're like, 2,000 years ago? Oh, yeah, that castle's 2,000 years older. Oh, yeah, my family goes back 400 years. Oh, yeah, that building, that pub was started 400 years ago. It's a whole different perspective on history. Much longer time period.
On this tour, I definitely learned how to be more well-rounded culturally.
And portraying Spider-Man, how do people react to you? Because they don't see you off stage. It's not like they recognize you and say, oh, you were Spider-Man, I suppose. You're in a costume and stuff here. But talk about how people react to you when they watch this and stuff here. And they must really get into it. It's like, you're really Spider-Man.
Usually they wouldn't exactly see me as Spider-Man because, you know, I'm an Asian-American man.
So. There you go. So right there. So normally you wouldn't walk up, oh, there's Peter Parker. Yeah. No, you don't fit the image, right?
yeah, I don't exactly fit the image, but I fit that body and height requirements. But when I do tell people that I'm Spider-Man, that's who I played after the show, they get all wide-eyed and they're like, wow, you did such a good job. I can't believe you could do all those things. And I'm like, thank you so much. Honestly, I'm just a big nerd that learned to do what all my superheroes did, and so now I'm just a big kid that plays dress up
for like Peter Parker in real life. Yeah, and so this must do well for your dating life. When you tell people you're Spider-Man, that must impress people. Huh? Come on.
For my dating life,
or maybe not, because you're on every night. You're somewhere else. So how do you meet anybody, right?
Well,
you go into a bar and you say I'm Spider-Man, and you know, that's it. Or maybe not. Well, it's got to be a wild ride and a wild experience. I thank you for sharing it with us. Give us the dates again when you're in Orange County and in the Honda Center. You're in the Honda Center right now. So this weekend, it's the... And give us the website
weekend,
and all that.
Yeah. Thursday, July 13th through July 16th, Thursday through Sunday. You can get tickets at MarvelUniverseLive.com. And okay, next weekend, we'll be there July 20th. Thursday through July 23rd on Sunday at the Honda Center.
Okay, so I had the dates wrong. That's next Thursday. That would be then the 20th and the 21st, yes, and 22nd. I'm sorry, I had the dates wrong there. So it's, yeah, the 20th through the 23rd at the Honda Center, yeah, here in Orange County, yeah, July. And for those of you who want to go get tickets, go to Marvel. What is it again? Marvel Live Universe?
Marvel Universe Live.
I had it backwards.
MarvelUniverseLive.com.
The Marvel Universe Live.com. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Spidey, here. Any final thoughts, yeah, of Spider-Man? Any Spider-Man advice or anything you want to give everybody here? You must have learned. It's like you've learned and taken in some of his philosophy, some great wisdom from Spider-Man that you're now going to share with us, right? Keep swinging.
Great wisdom, Spider-Man. Keep swinging. There you go. Keep swinging through life. Keep doing your best.
All right. Thanks.
And you know the cliche.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. You heard another example. Boy, if you want to see the Marvel Universe come to life, come to the Honda Center July 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Go to Marvel Universe Live. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, octalkradio.net.